Welcome back to the Frank Fontana Show. And hey, before we get going, we were talking about the flu. And I just want to let you know here, the entire United States is experiencing widespread flu right now. According to the CDC, the flu season is one of the worst in recent years. So we are on a mission to combat this flu. And let's start with the inside of your home, because they can live on your surfaces and make the whole house sick. The gal with the information is our good friend, Victoria DeLorio. She's here. She's a founder of Healthy Home Initiative. Victoria, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, Frank. Thanks for having me.
Are you like, what's going on here? This is nuts.
No, I think this is great. I love executive IVs.
You do?
I do.
Have you gotten one?
I have.
Really? So tell me about it, because I'm about to get my first, and I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous. It's wonderful. I mean, he'll tell you it pumps up your immune system, gives you energy. It's wonderful.
So that's fighting it from the inside out. But
it
how
is,
about
yeah.
from the outside in, Victoria? First, for the folks who don't remember your visits here, exactly what do you do and your line of expertise?
Really is to combat pollutants on the inside of the home. That starts from all the germs that enter our homes to stale air. We have so many contaminants in our home from products that we use. Those things can weaken our immune system as well. So
Sure. What
do we do? How do we filter the air and those kind of things? So we spoke last time about just simply opening the windows, getting fresh air in and stale air out. There's air filtration systems, whole house filtration systems, single units in a home. But now that we're talking about flu season, we're probably talking about cleaning and making sure our surfaces are clean and things like that.
And how long does that flu bug last on surfaces? Do you know?
I would leave that up to Dr. Quinn and the experts.
Doc, any suggestion? like on average, like I know each bug strain is different, but Doc, why don't you take the mic for a second, if you don't mind? Just love to get your medical like 2 cents in this topic, since we actually have a doctor in the house.
I was supposed to be prepared on.
I know, buddy, but you know, just speaking in generalities, I'm not to hate to throw you on the spot here, but I'm not a doctor, but I will. Because you're good at it. In general, like, are you seeing, you know, I know your expertise is slightly focused on health and specific weight loss and stuff, but you got to be, as a doctor, hearing some of the reports coming out.
Sure.
What's your 2 cents on, like, the longevity of how flu lasts in a home?
I think it's a couple of days, from what I understand. A
couple of days.
On surfaces. You know,
okay.
So it's really important to be cleaning everything down, Clorox wipes, and, you know, really be cognizant.
Now, so just so you know, Victoria's world is all about healthy products on how to do the same. So, Victoria,
Right. Based
on that, right, you're hearing from a doctor wiping the surfaces. What do you recommend
right. So
there's not any kind of heavy chemicals involved?
Right. So there's really the cleaner, greener options are the natural cleaners that we can use. I actually brought one today that was one of my personal favorite. Does the same thing. A lot of people don't understand that bleach has a dwell time. That bleach has to actually sit on a surface for like a minute to kill germs. And the CDC right now is saying, you know, plain soap and water. You're really just cleaning and wiping surfaces, you know, whether it's door handles, countertops, or anything like that. So how do we do it safely and in the most clean manner in terms of the air that you're breathing? And
sure.
So that's what we look for.
Because it's twofold. I mean, yes, it's to clean the surface, but what's
right. Happening
with the toxins in the air that could be affecting you?
Well, it's the same thing with our hands, right? I mean, how do we kind of combat and pick up those germs is really washing our hands regularly before
right. We
eat. It's constantly cleaning.
Some of the basic stuff.
And the CDC, one of the pollutants that we banned from the Healthy Home 2018 project was pesticides, biocides, all of these kind of chemicals that we think, okay, it's going to clean things, but pesticides aren't good for us in general. And so triclosan, what we find in the antibacterial soaps, is something that we want to ban. So we can do just regular, healthy, clean, hypoallergenic soap and water.
Do you have a brand that you like?
Earth Friendly products for a hypoallergenic soap is really, really lovely to wash our hands. For cleaning, I love a product called Branch Basics. It's really found online at branchbasics.com, but it's completely synthetic-free. There's no synthetics. It's pure plant power, and it cleans just as well, if not better, than any of the traditional Windex, Clorox wipes, or anything like that. Plus, it's safe. It's so safe. Here, I'll do this for you on air.
What? Wait, hold on. Just for the folks who are
it
not watching
like
on Instagram, Victoria just sprayed herself in the face
right
with this cleaning product. And in the
eyes
eye.
And mouth.
And you're glowing. I like the glow that you have right now. Pretty funny.
But yeah, it's aquatic safe. It's been tested. It's unbelievable. It's got cleaning power, but it's really, really safe. And that's what we really like to see in healthy homes.
Yeah, and your skin looks great right now. Let's hear from one of our listeners, Kathy, who's been waiting diligently. Kathy, what's your home remedy to combat this flu?
Great. Thank you. I haven't gotten sick for 4 years, so knock on wood. I've been doing this every night. It's an Indian technique. It's called a foot soak, and they actually use this in Asia as well. You put a little salt in the water, and you soak your feet before you go to bed. Just really 10 minutes. You can integrate it with the meditation technique if you want to, you know, but just, it really, really helps. And I know I always laugh because in that, a Peter Pan movie, Captain Hook was doing a foot soak when he was sick. And I just always laughed like, that's exactly what I do.
So it's real.
It's an ancient technique that people would use. And you
that's
know,
pretty it, basic, Kathy, really too. Works. I mean, like, so any kind of salt, like, does it have to be like a Himalayan pink salt or can it be any kind of salt?
I do use Himalayan pink salt. Funny you should say that. But, you know, you can use any kind of salt.
Awesome.
Just use, you know, any kind of salt. But and thank you. I use the probiotics. Those are awesome.
Great.
And hand washing is key, too. I do want to ask a question, though, since you guys are talking about house cleaning and cleaning. I did hear recently, my mother actually told me this, that Whiffers, like when you clean the floor with, like, this product, it's not good for dogs and babies. And have you heard about that? Because something like the chemical that it uses on the floor was shown to cause liver damage in animals. And I'm wondering if you have feedback on that.
Well, Kathy, that's a phenomenal question. Victoria is smirking and smiling if you could see her right now.
This is the Frank Fontana Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Thanks for listening. We're here till 3 o'clock on WGN Radio 720. You can also watch the show on Instagram. If you go to @FrankFontana on Instagram, you got Eli Mohammed, who's manning the social media. Say hi. Turn that camera around, Eli. Show people. There he is. See, he's real. It's not a robot doing it. Before the break, we had a great question from Kathy, one of our listeners. And folks, we're still getting your remedies, 312-981-7200. And before we get to that answer, because it's a juicy one, we're talking about the Swifter debate. Is it as toxic? Can it hurt your animal and your children's liver and all that stuff? Before we do that, though, I'm going to leave people in suspense. Let's talk to Steve on his home remedy. Hey, Steve, thanks for calling the show.
My doctor a long time ago used to recommend, and this is after the fact, that you would get the flu, would be tea, regular Lipton tea, and toast, dry toast.
Really?
You would have that. And before that, you would sit there, vitamin C, orange juice, you know, whatever it would take to try and prevent it. And also just being outside.
That's one of the points that Victoria brought up. Open the windows get that fresh air in there. I believe the cold helps kill the viruses, correct? Is that right? Or is that just a myth?
I think it kills the viruses, but I also think it builds up your immune system.
You know, my father-in-law, he says his mother, and they grew up in the 50s, when they had a cold, they would throw them in the front porch, like basically with their boxer shorts on for like 20 minutes to freeze them, literally to freeze them. And that was their method of killing the germs. They thought it killed the germs. I wonder how true that is. I mean, 312-981-7200. If you grew up in that era, folks, and your parents threw you out on the porch in your underwear to cure your cold, I'd love to hear that. People got their own remedies. Steve, thanks so much. We'll take that note.
All right. Thank you, Frank.
You got it, buddy. Thanks for listening. Oh, yeah. Fun stuff. Victoria, now, we had a call from Kathy before the news break talking about Swifters, and she read a report how Swifters can damage, I believe, the livers of their animals, or there's something in there. This is your world. Have you heard this?
I have heard this, especially with animals. There's been some very serious studies of not just liver damage, but cancer in animals in recent years, and some of those have pointed to what are the differences, and Swiffer did come up, but I can't say anything that it was that particular brand of a product.
Sure.
We've got a lot of chemicals in our home. Our animals, you know, members of our family are walking around on the floors and surfaces where they could be picking up any of the chemicals that are brought in the house, whether they're cleaned with, you know, a Swiffer or Clorox or anything.
Sure.
But there was a correlation I've heard, as Kathy did, and I can't really speak to those. But as a precautionary principle, we just do not recommend them because the chemicals and their effects on humans seem to be unknown. But we want to protect our animals, too. And there's been a lot have been said about that in recent studies.
And folks, Victoria is the founder of the Healthy Home Initiative. And you guys create this healthy home. It's kind of a showcase home, right?
Dior Builders actually built a showcase home, interactive model to be able to walk in and see what a healthy home looks like from foundation to food. So everything from the insulation and the things behind the walls to the clean paint, not just low or no VOC paint, but like a clean paint. And every single product in there was vetted to the highest degree of human health. And then it's been staged with furniture and bedding and all kinds of things that are have banned some of the chemicals of concern in the house. So you can really go ahead and look at it.
So it's beyond eco-conscious.
It is. And eco-conscious is the heart of everything that we do, but we do it prioritizing human health. So it really is about everything that is green does not necessarily mean it's healthy, but almost everything that's healthy for humans is good for the planet. I'm always telling people, you know, if it's good for you, we're saving the bunnies and the trees as well. So it's a win-win situation when you prioritize human health and the built environment.
And you brought some products with you that you use in your own home and you recommend. Now, we have a lot of people texting in, what is that? What is that, that thing you sprayed in your face?
Branch Basics.
Branch Basics, yes. B-R-A-N-C-H.
Yes, it is my all-time favorite all-purpose cleaner. But what's really, really cool about this product, you can use it as a hand soap. You can use it on the go, a stain remover. There's three bottles. One is red. It's the bathroom cleaner. And then there's a blue one called the glass cleaner. And then we've got the green all-purpose cleaner here. One of the reasons I love about this product is basically you buy three empty bottles and you get a bottle of concentrate, which is in an orange bottle. So it's all really pretty too, by the way. I mean, how cute is that on your counter?
Super cute. I'd keep it out just like for show.
That's what we say all the time, right? But there's zero synthetics. It is human safe. It is the safest soap that I know of. And it gets rid of all the germs as well. It's just, in my opinion, one of the most perfect products that exists. So it is only available online. It's branchbasics.com. The founders are three amazing women that are just totally committed to human health. And the story of the founders, I would encourage everybody to go to branchbasics.com and check it out.
Awesome. Now, what's that little brown bottle you brought?
Oh, this one of the things that we spoke about last time was some of the things that, you know, it's not just cleaners or things in the air, but we're putting things all over our body. We're exposed to over 236 chemicals before we ever leave our home. And some of which we're slathering all over our body from, you know, the lotions, the potions to women's anti-aging products.
Sure.
And then, of course, our shampoos, conditioners.
It's not just women anti-aging, by the way.
I know.
I'm all about it.
Right? So anyway, this is a product that we're featuring in Healthy Home. It's actually from a Tucson native, which I am, so I love to have those products, but made in the U.S. and clean, clean. One of the only products for skincare, men and women, that is actually has a third-party certification label called Made Safe, and it's all organic and clean and wonderful. And I actually have a gift for you and your wife with that.
Oh, that's
well.
So nice! But did you hear that, honey? If you're listening,
yes, thanks, just super clean products, and that's what we care about. You know, we're not. There's too many parabens and some questionable ingredients in products that we're just using on a daily basis that we really want people to think twice about using.
And which brings up another factor, and people are texting in their personal, you know, suggestions and questions from the 630. Our prevention method is healthy eating, no processed foods, and taking vitamins daily. If someone gets a cold, everyone then has their own hand towel, which is a good idea.
Absolutely.
Right?
Great idea.
And then, let's see, the kitchen towels are changed daily too.
Absolutely.
You recommend that as well?
I do. It's a great idea.
Yeah. And yes, folks, the especially website is branchbasics.com with an S at the end of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Good stuff. We're running out of time. Is there any other stuff that you wanted to, you know, show me here? Because you did bring an array of even the blue bottles. That's
the blue bottle is really just to represent a couple of things. As we sit and have plastic bottles everywhere and those kind of things. And also BPA is a chemical that we're exposed to in our homes through the lining of canned goods.
Yes.
And of course, plastic bottles. So I brought for you a Life Factory bottle. It's
sweet.
Glass. We used to see a lot of stainless steel, but really kind of the next generation of that, the healthiest way to drink our water and get hydrated, which Dr. Quinn will tell you is super important, especially at this time of year when we're fighting the flu. Stay hydrated.
IVs, like walk around with IVs everywhere.
Right. And the water bottle.
And the water really bottle. Good. We have a question from Michelle. Hey, Michelle, thanks for calling the show. What's your question for Victoria?
I've been working really hard to get my home toxic-free, chemical-free. So I've been using products by a company called Norwex, mm-hmm. that is all chemical-free.
Are you familiar with that company?
Yeah. And I just love it. You can clean your bathroom with a towel and no chemicals, just a towel and water. And it's amazing.
And is it a spray-on product?
Takes all the chemicals. No, it's just the cloth.
It's a cloth.
Cloths are made with silver. There's silver in the cloth, and it just absorbs all the bacteria. So you do not need to use any chemicals. It just absorbs all of the bacteria from the surfaces.
Sweet. So what's the name of that product again for the people listening?
The company's called Norwex.
Norwex.
And the product's Norwex. N-O-R-W-E-X. And it's not only for home cleaning, but you can use it for body, too. So they have body cloths. So you don't even have to use soap or chemicals on your body.
Awesome.
You can just use the cloths, and it takes all the bacteria off. It's amazing.
Thanks, Michelle. That's some really great advice. I appreciate that. And thanks for listening to the show. And for those kids who hate to take a shower, what a great idea.
Right?
Just get them a Norwex cloth. So you don't have to wash anymore. Just rub yourself with this cloth.
You're such a father.
I'm a good father. I am. I like to think of these things. Victoria, thank you so much. We appreciate you coming in as always. Where can people find more information about you?
HealthyHome2018.com. We'll have all of the information this week. We'll be ready. And you can tour the home as well this week through February 4th.
And where's the home located?
It is at 1055 Glencrest Drive in Inverness. And
you'll be there?
I'm usually there, except for Mondays and Tuesdays. And what's really exciting, this is a sneak peek, and we're going to be releasing a whole lot of information as everything is completed, and we're going to reopen to some really, really great events when it gets warmer and we hit the spring season.
Awesome. Victoria, thanks so much for coming in. You're always a wealth of information. If you've been following the show, you know I was out at CES 2018 getting all the latest and greatest in smart home technology for real estate. This is something I did not see there, but Benjamin is on the phone, who's created. He's the founder of Hello Alex. Hey, Benjamin, how are you?
Hey, Frank, how you doing?
I'm fantastic, man. I'm excited to learn about this. As somebody who is in the real estate industry, this is the first I'm hearing about Hello Alex. Why don't you tell the folks exactly what it is?
Well, Hello Alex is the world's smartest artificial intelligence assistant for real estate agents and anyone who's buying, selling, or renting property. And we're super excited because we were just in New York at the Inman Connect event where we actually launched it to over 4,000 different real estate partners. So you're going to be hearing about Hello Alex a lot more over the next few weeks. I can promise you that.
Well, congratulations to you, man. That's a huge honor. And I know the event you're speaking of, and it is the top of the top of the real estate industry. You were inspired by smart home technology to do this? Like, and how did you put two and two together to say, if I hyper-focused on the real estate world with this, we're going to kill it?
Well, I was focused with the challenge of finding places to buy myself, because one of the challenges I had, like, I was actually in a town in Florida for a short period of time, and I needed to find a place in less than 4 days. I'd actually flown in, and I had to call over 13 real estate agents to get somebody to call me back. And I'm like, in today's age, with the amount of technology we have, and I was ready to go, ready to sign a contract, money in hand, and I still couldn't find an agent who could respond. And I was like, there has to be an easier way. So we just created it around the challenge that real estate agents have and brokers have of actually being able to respond with lead sources that come in from everywhere 24/7. Yeah, that's really the challenge.
Which market was it that, I was just curious, that it was taking so long for realtors to respond to you? And this was this for a short-term rental?
This was a long-term rental. That's what it was at that point in time. But the reality is the average response rate for a real estate agent around the U.S. is still 44 hours.
Wow. Really?
So put that in context. I can drive from Tampa, Florida to Seattle, Washington in 40 hours.
Right. For the time it takes for a realtor to get back to you. So does it work with your existing like Google Assist or Alexa, or is this a standalone unit just like that?
No, well, we're actually integrating it with Alexa and many other speech devices, so it's going to be fully native. There's actually no apps to install, and it can work on your website, it works on Facebook, it works via text message. And it's our goal that you could see a property and submit to Alex a question about that property, be it the price, be it is it available, be it more information of when it was built, and you'll be able to get that answered within seconds around the country.
So, but this is,
does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And my first question is, will it ultimately replace a realtor?
No, our main goal is for it to be the assistant for the realtor to help qualify and engage the leads, because real estate agents spend a lot of time trying to qualify different leads, finding out where they're at, finding out what their buying cycle is. And as you know, the buying cycle for someone who's looking to buy, rent, or sell could be as long as 18 months. So this is one of the greatest problems with real estate agents is they have so many leads coming in. It's knowing who to talk to at the right time. That's where Alex steps in as your assistant.
All right. So say what are the common questions? Like, how would I start? Like, from the real estate side of things, if I'm a realtor listening to this, and I'm like, well, okay, what information is, you know, the process of, you know, I'm a little confused here. My point is, it end user asking those questions? Or is it realtor setting up those questions? Or you have done the legwork to set all those questions up?
We've done the legwork to set it all up. So it's end user focused for the real estate agents. And what it's doing is, for the end client that the real estate agent deals with, lead. So the typical questions, and here's one of the funny things, right? The typical thing that somebody texts in from a sign they've seen or a Craigslist ad or something like that is hi or hello. And one of the big challenges with many systems that real estate agents use in the marketplace is there's no response. Like, they can't even respond to a simple conversation. And that's the big difference when we've created Hello Alex.
Interesting. Now, does it have any lead generation potential?
We're actually now, because of Inman, we're actually integrating with, I think it's close to about 24 different lead generation sources. So you're going to be able to integrate your existing lead source, and as soon as you generate that lead, Alex starts the conversation with you. One of the really cool things is we've actually got a call center who can call any lead within 3 seconds. That's three rings, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Or just start the conversation with somebody on Facebook. Does that make sense, Frank?
Totally makes sense, man. I think it's genius. I love it.
Well, that's part of the excitement. And we were talking with some mega companies this week. And
tell me about it. Tell me what the response was, man. I'm curious to see, like, of the Coldwell Bankers of the world or the Remaxes, what was their response to it?
They were floored with it because of they understand the challenge. And because we sync the communication, it's not just Facebook or it's not just text message or not just email. And we're omni-channel. They were blown away, and they could see the depth of research because there's over 6 years of research and understanding conversations. But what blew them more away is the companies who are looking to expand and go international is we're in English right now. We'll be in close to 80 languages by the end of the year. That means we'll be able to have conversations. You could be having conversations with a lead in Spanish or Arabic or French, and all you speak is bad English.
I love it. So if I'm on my iPhone and I voice, can you voice command directly from, or do you have to open an app on the phone and then voice command with it?
Well, if you have Alexa installed, or if you have some of the soon smart Apple products soon to be installed, you'll be able to just voice command it from there. You'll be able to say, Alexa, ask Alex, what's the price of 123 Main Street, for example? Or you'll be able to submit an offer through it. We're actually going to be working with some companies to actually get a cash offer on your house all via Alex. Does that make sense?
Game-changing, brother. Man, that's awesome.
And you didn't install any app, or you didn't have to mess around and search site portals. And as you can imagine, a lot of these big search site portal sites, well, I can't name them all, as you can imagine, but they're very intrigued with what we have.
Because they should be scared, really, quite honestly.
I think they should be excited.
Excited? Yeah, right. You want to partner with these guys. I hear you. Benjamin Bressington, founder of Hello Alex. Where can people find more information about you, Benjamin, about the product?
It's really simple. It's just helloalex.io. You can go there, you can text us, you can call us, and you can even jump on Facebook, which is helloalex.io, and we'd love to have a conversation with you.
Man, we got to have you back. We're running out of time, but I want to get into this further. We'll make sure that we make that happen.
Awesome. I appreciate it. Have a wonderful day, Frank.